This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello, everyone. My name is Robert Harris, and I am here alone today because my friend Robert Shoemake has had car trouble this morning. I talked to him early. He said he was going to be here. And when I got here, they told me that he was having some difficulty with his transportation. It was overheating. And so they turned around and went back home. But folks, for better or for worse, live and in color, here I am. And I hope I'm not too frightening to look at. And I hope that I am okay to listen to, because we are here, and the name of the program is All Things Being Equal. And normally, Robert Shoemake and I, we talk to you about technology, and here we have a great example of how technology can fail you. His van, his ride, it decided to overheat, and so he turned around and went home. And I don't blame him. I want him to be alive and well and comfortable. And folks, we are here. It is approximately 1:31, and it's not a.m., it's p.m. Actually, I guess it is p.m., you know. So we're here. We're going to be talking some more about all the wild and crazy things I've been reading about and looking forward to. And as I told you some weeks ago, I'm really reading and studying and trying to practice something that they call mindfulness. And depending on who you're talking to or with, you know, mindfulness is a simple definition. It's simply being in touch with the reality that I am here. One book that I was reading and was reading to you and will continue to reading because I liked it so much, I bought it. And I bought two copies. I bought one from my younger brother, and I bought one for me. And the book simply deals with the idea of wherever you are, or wherever you want to be, you will find that you are already there. And one of the authors of a book that is literally called Mindfulness, her name is Ellen J. Langer, L-A-N-G-E-R. And she is a writer of an author of who some great reputation. I had not heard of her before. You know, I've heard of the combination or the term mindfulness, but Mindfulness, the 25th Anniversary Edition. And Ellen Langer's research changed the face of psychology. She also made the cosmos smile. Dan Avery, author. And so we're going to be reading some of what she wrote today. And let's see what do people say about mindfulness. This is the 25th anniversary edition. The concept of mindfulness has skyrocketed, you know, among people. And the boost can be attributed to the groundbreaking research and book by one of the most creative psychologists alive, Ellen Langer. all of us who write books about psychology for a popular audience are aware that we stand on the shoulders of giants. And Ellen Langer is one of those giants. Written by Malcolm Caldwell, author of Blink. I've never read Blink, but that's who wrote this about her. No one in the history of psychology has done more than Ellen Langer in showing the power mindfulness can give us and our health and happiness. Philip Zimbardo, author of Shyness. Ellen Langer's insights span every field of human endeavor, including, not least, my own. And so that's who we're going to be reading today, and we will at least get that started. But again, her book is called Mindfulness. And apparently, she's one of the best sellers and best authors concerning this. And she's a psychologist. 25th anniversary edition. Ellen, E-L-L-E-N-J, period, Langer, capital L-A-N-G-E-R. Let us get started. I've heard of it. I had a book on it that I started reading with us, to us, about a month ago. And I will continue to read it. And I'm sitting here with a brand new book in my hand, paperback, and table of contents. The preface to the 25th anniversary edition. One, introduction. Then part one, mindfulness. Two, when the light's on and nobody's home. Trapped by categories. Automatic behavior. Acting from a single perspective. The mindless expert. The roots of mindless network. Start that one again. The categories. First, we have the introduction. Then we're going to go to part one, which is mindfulness. And then part one, for some reason or another, the way they've got this chapter here, I've got to get used to the way this is chaptered. Because number one is the introduction. And it's got introduction, comma, three. And then it's got under that, it has part one, colon, mindfulness. And then it has number two, when the light's on and nobody's home, comma, two. Trapped by categories. Automatic behavior. Acting from a single perspective. then the capital numerical number of 3, and then in bold print, the roots of mindlessness. And under that, it's got the mindless expert. Then mindlessness and the unconscious. Then belief in limited resources. And then entropy and linear time as limiting mindlessness. Education for outcome, the power of context. Turning the page. Number 4, the cost of mindlessness. A narrow self-image. Unlimited cruelty. Loss of control. Learned happiness. Stunted portico. Part 2, : mindless. Under that numerical order, 5, and then in bold text, the nature of mindlessness. Underneath that, creating new categories. Welcoming new information, more than one view, control over context, : the Birdman of Alcatraz. Processes before outcome. Some folks pronounce it processing, but process before outcome. P-R-O-C-E-S-S. So is that process or process? Under that, mindfulness, east and west, number 6, bold type. Mindful age 81. Mindful aging 81. Under that, control and survival. Reversing memory loss. Outgrowing mindsets. Searching the limits of age. Growth in age. Putting age in context. : An experiment. Big number 7, creative uncertainty. Mindfulness, under that, creativity and conditional learning. Under that, distinctions number 8, mindfulness on the job. Under that, welcoming the glitch. Under that, second wind. Under that, innovation. Under that, the power of uncertainty for managers. Number 9, decreasing prejudice by increasing prejudice by increasing discrimination. Interesting. A patent by any other name. The printed cast it. Mindfully different. Disabling mindsets. Discrimination without prejudice. Number 10, minding matters, : mindfulness and health. The body in context. Addition in context. The traditional placebo. Fooling the mind. The active placebo. Enlisting the mind. Bold type. Epilogue. : Beyond mindfulness. Notes. Index. Acknowledgement about the author. Preface to the 25th anniversary edition. In the 1970s, social psychology was experimenting with what is called cognitive revolution. Studying the kinds of thoughts people were having. I begin to wonder whether people were thinking at all. Decades of research later, I have found the answer is a resounding no. Mindlessness is pervasive. In fact, I believe virtually all of our problems, personal, interpersonal, professional, and social, either directly or indirectly stem from mindlessness. The current social psychological literature on priming shows how often certain cures in the environment, unbeknownst to us, trigger our reactions, our emotions, intentions, and goals can be evoked with a minimum stimulus input, and virtually no cognitive processing. We may dislike someone simply because she or he shakes he or she shares a first name with someone we once disliked. Without realizing it, we mimic others so that our mirror behavior unintentionally matches that of strangers and with whom we work with on a task. Beyond that, there is the vast literature on stereotyping, which shows that single cures like gender or race can activate a whole series of assumptions and overshadow an outcome of information. This and myriads of other studies show that people are passively responding to cures in the environment rather than actually making choices. Today, our awareness of mindlessness and ways to counter it, however, it is widespread. 21st, 25 years, and after the publication of this book, it's hard to open a magazine or listen to an audio or radio without the mention of mindfulness. While I believe we still have a great distance to travel, I also believe that we are in the midst of a revolution in consciousness. Over the past 4 decades, I have tried to do my part in promoting this revolution, drawing on the research described in the original edition of Mindfulness. I explored the concept further in context and as learning, creativity, business, and health. One of my studies in the original edition that has been replicated widely is the experimental retreat that recreated earlier times is the experimental retreat that we created earlier times discussed on pages 100 and 111. I haven't turned there yet, folks, but I might do that a little later on. And it deals with our social and mental abilities, which have been shown to increase both physical and mental abilities, have now been conducted in England, South Korea, and the Netherlands. The very positive results encouraged me to make the benefits of the retreat now known as the counterclockwise study. I have to remember that, counterclockwise study. Available to more people by offering them to all adults. All right. So now we have the statement from our own Ellen J. Langer as to how she got started, and we're going to continue as we go forward, hopefully next week, in terms of finding out more about mindfulness and just being aware of who we are and where we are and recognizing that we're already there, folks. So be ready to look around you and just be aware of where we are and what we do and who we are, and find out more about mindfulness. I'm glad to know this lady. I'd never heard of her name before, but she's been around for 25 years, or actually better than that, 40 years. So folks, stay tuned. Become more and more mindful. Don't worry about who you are or what you do or what you think, and don't be fooled. You know, we are slaves, sometimes victims, to our own prejudices, or even about ourselves. So just be there, be happy, be aware, and don't be afraid to be who you are and what you want to be. Thanks for joining me today. Take care. See you next week. Be well and be blessed. Bye-bye. Be mindful. See you next time. Right here on All Things Being Equal.